Education. Entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Hey, we're having fun here on the computer corner. It's the Data Doctors, Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Yeah, buddy.
And I believe, before we go to the phones, or do we? Is this a really short segment?
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I have no idea. We just go until we want to.
Somebody's offering themselves up as the bonehead of the day, but I think we need to. Let's wait till after the news break.
They actually offered themselves up for bonehead of the decade.
Right, we'll have
which
to
we
see.
Don't even have. I don't think.
Let's see if we can help Roy in Peoria.
Roy.
Roy, welcome to the computer corner. You're first up.
Hi, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. By the way, as someone who's lived and worked in Las Vegas for about 12 years, there's a different connotation for squeet.
Squeet?
Squeet.
Oh, you're right.
It's called let's go eat. Squeet.
Oh, is that really?
Like yeah, it's like the redneck thing where yonto is a word, right?
Oh, yeah, similar, but most of the casinos and the places where the people work, you know, when it's time to eat lunch, it's squeet.
Wow, I didn't know
anyway,
that.
A little bit of trivia.
Good to know.
Something new every day, they say, huh?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So forget about using that for square feet, huh?
Absolutely.
All right.
My problem stems from a major thing, I guess.
Roy, tell us about your problem.
Oh, gosh. I don't know where to start. It's my computer is running Windows 2000 Professional. I know. Oh, yes. You guys have it.
Okay, Windows 2000 Professional.
Yes, I'm used to 98, so that tells me I know nothing anymore.
Yes, you're in a real operating system now.
Yes, and what happened is I'm running SCSI drives for my CD-ROMs and IDE hard drives. Anyway, what
okay.
happened was I made the mistake of thinking I could send a fax on Cox.net. Can't do it.
Wait, last time I checked, a fax goes through a phone line.
That's where I made my mistake.
I mean, these days you can actually send faxes through email, and they kind of get converted, and there's all kinds of different things. But the generic form of fax means it goes through a phone line.
Were you trying to like use a scanner that had the thing, the ability to send it to a fax program, and then send it out?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. In order to do that, you have to have dial-up.
I know. Well, I did. I had.
Well, you have to have a modem, actually.
I still had my modem in my computer.
Okay.
So I proceeded to hook that thing up and made it work and actually scanned everything. Then all of a sudden my computer decided that it didn't like me anymore.
That's not uncommon.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I've got everything basically fixed. I had to go back and clean the registry and do all that other stuff and let it know that it's still alive. But
so the burning question then I have is where do we come in if everything's fixed?
It will not recognize my scanner, no matter what I do.
Ah, okay. What kind of scanner is it?
It's an Astra, UMAX Astra 4400.
We love UMAX.
No, we don't.
No.
Yeah.
We anti-love
Actually, we love UMAX because it brings us lots of business.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you probably have what's called a driver issue. The disc that came with the scanner?
Throw it away. Well, put it away. Don't use it.
It won't work. But have you ever gone to the UMAX site and tried to download their drivers?
Yes.
It takes forever.
That's how we stay employed.
Yeah, that's the I Love You Long Time Joe website.
I think they're using a 2.5K or something for their
yes,
server.
They need Cox high-speed internet, and they wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah, they have their web server in a closet in Taiwan.
Yeah. Well, their drivers, even once you download the drivers, they're pretty bad.
Obviously.
Yeah.
They don't work.
The hardware itself, the UMAX scanners, they look really good, and they actually would work probably if they had good software drivers, and that's really where most hardware falls short, is that they don't spend enough time writing proper drivers.
And for you neophytes, a driver is actually a little piece of software that drives the hardware, that actually tells the computer how to access or use the hardware. So it's
not Dustin Hoffman in that one movie with Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
He was a very good driver.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, we're gonna put you on hold, all right,
okay.
And let you chuckle through this. And by the way, just so you understand, Microsoft operating systems are equal opportunity haters. They pretty much don't like any user, so don't feel bad. They hate all of us.
You sit tight, Roy. We're going to try to give you a few pieces of advice offline.
Well, maybe online. We'll talk to him during the break and see if it's good stuff. You are listening to the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, a.k.a. the Data Doctors.
Lots more show to go, so don't change those digits on your dial.
Something like that. It's the idiot savants of the Internet, the godfathers of geek. We're here to talk to you until 11:45. We're simply the warm-up act for Mr. Paul Harvey.
And don't forget, we have coming up our Cox High-Speed Website of the Week, our webattack.com free download of the week, and our Geek Speak of the Week. It's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney. It's the Computer Corner. and we'll be back after the news.
It's KTAR on demand.
It's information now.
620KTAR.com with news.